The end of Parashas Emor, the Torah tells us, Yidaber Hashem al Moshe Lemor, Hotzeyaz ha-makala o mechutz ha-machana, take out the makala. There was an incident where someone blasphemed, cursed out God, v'samo kol ha-shomim, v'el b'nei Yisrael tzeber Lemor, ish-ish, ki yikalo kav v'nasa cheto, v'nokev shem Hashem, mos yumas. They said, one who blasphemes the name of God, he shall be put to death. So what's interesting about the incident, it seems that Moshe Rabbeinu did not know beforehand what to do. That he seemed to be asking God, what do we do? What's the onesh? Or maybe he knew it was usher, but what was the onesh? And God had to come down and tell him in Nevuah that it's mos yumas for a makalel. And this isn't the only place in the Torah where we seem to find where that Moshe, the Torah, is reacting to a certain event that happened. Like, without this event, we might not know what to do. What are the other famous events? So, we know there's the story of the Mekoshesh Eitzim. Perhaps that was Slavchad, according to opinion in the Gemara in Shabbos. That the one who, and different explanation, let's go with the carrying explanation. One's Mechal Shabbos, what's the punishment? Again, that we... Some said we knew it was the Onesh Misa, but we didn't know which one of the Misa's based in. And then we have the incident coming up, Pesach Sheni, next week. Lama Nigara, like, why should we lose out? It's not my fault. And then the incident with Pinos Tzlafchad. And also the issue of Kanaan Pogimbo, that it was Kazbi Basur. How do you know Ebola Aramis? So there's different, was it five events, besides including the Makalo here, that we see that the Torah is reacting to different events. And with this, they say over a famous explanation, the name of Rav Kook. I think they say Rav Huttner said it over many times in his name, or perhaps not in his name, but they say he spoke about Rav Kook. And so what is the Pshat? The Gemara tells us that the beginning letters of all these words, M is the Mekoshesh, Nun is the no cave, but, you know, no cave, blaspheming, Slavchad, the Sadi, Pesach Sheni, the Pei, and Kozbi Basur. So it's, if you spell the last letters, Mem Sadi, Sei, Pechav, Menatzpech, that's the Gemara in Shabbos, that it says, the Sofim Aram, their prophet said it. Wait a minute, the prophet said it. What happened to Moshe Rabbeinu? So the simple reading of the Gemara is that no, it was things that were forgotten, and the Nevi'im brought him back. What were the end of letters? That's the simple version. They say, over B'Shem Rav Kook, that no. It's not the Pshat that they forgot about the end of letters. These are different incidents where we didn't know beforehand. It was the incident. If the incident didn't happen, I'm not sure what we would do now. How would we find out? But it was only at Pesach Sheni because Lama Nigara, because they felt they were missing something. So for all these events, the Mekoshesh, the No Cave, Slavka, Pesach Sheni, Kazvi Basur, is an event happened, and therefore we were told through Nevuah what to do in these halakha. That's what I mean, so from Amram, that it was through Nevuah that we were told how to operate in these situations, that the Mekoshesh and the Nokev, the Srafchad, the daughters of Srafchad, getting the Yerusha, Pesach Sheni, that they were able to bring those who missed, and Kazbi's Basur, what do you do, you know, in a case of Kanaan and Bogimbo. So that's the Pshat. These are the special incidents where we needed, through prophecy, we had to restore or learn out these special halachas.